The story of Paul, Silas, and the slave girl. So one day, Paul and Silas were walking through the city of Philippi, a Roman colony. They were simply going about their day, spreading the gospel and heading to prayer. But as they walked, this young slave girl began following them. Now this girl wasn't just curious, she was possessed by a demonic spirit that gave her the ability to tell fortunes. Her masters used her gift to make money off people. She was trapped, not only as a slave in the flesh, but also a slave in the spirit. Day after day, she followed Paul and Silas around the city shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God, showing us the way to be saved." At first glance, what she said sounded right. The words were true. They were servants of God, and they were preaching salvation. But the spirit behind the words wasn't right. See, sometimes the enemy will say the right thing, but from the wrong spirit. It's meant to confuse people, to mix truth with deception. After days of this happening, Paul got tired of it. The Bible says he became grieved in his spirit. He finally turned around and said, "I command you, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her." He didn't argue, he didn't debate. He spoke with authority in the name that's above every name, Jesus Christ. And the Bible says the spirit came out of her that very hour, meaning within that same moment of time, it had to go. It couldn't resist the authority of the name of Jesus. Now you'd think people would rejoice because this girl was set free, but instead her masters got angry. They realized they just lost their source of income. They didn't care about her soul, only their profit. So they dragged Paul and Silas before the city leaders and accused them of causing trouble. Next thing you know, Paul and Silas were beaten, stripped of their clothes, and thrown into the inner part of the prison. Think about that. They set a girl free from demonic bondage, and now they're the ones in chains. But even that was part of God's plan, because later that night, their worship would shake the prison walls. The moral and life application. Now here's what stands out to me. People often say, "I don't care who the message comes from, as long as it sounds good." But this story proves God does care about the spirit behind the message. That's why Paul cast that demon out. Because God doesn't just want truth in words, he wants truth in spirit. Remember, even the devil can quote scripture. The serpent quoted God's words to Eve in the garden, but twisted them to deceive her. The first place Satan likes to attack is the mind, whispering, twisting, and planting doubt. That's why discernment is so important. Not every voice that sounds spiritual is from God. 1 John chapter 4 verse 1 says, "Test the spirits whether they are of God." And 2 Timothy warns us about false teachers who tell people what their itching ears want to hear. So, as children of God, we must stay grounded in the apostles' doctrine, because that's what Jesus taught through them. If we drift from that truth, we can be easily deceived by things that sound spiritual, but aren't led by the Spirit. So the lesson is simple. Where the message comes from matters. Paul didn't just care about what was being said. He cared about who was saying it and by what spirit. That's why we must always stay filled with the Holy Ghost, rooted in truth and discerning in spirit, because every voice that speaks isn't from God. But the power of Jesus' name will always expose what's false and set people free.